over to the paramedic truck to get checked out. One of them motioned to the big bandage on Fawn's leg, which covered the gash she got when she slid her shin down the sharp granite on the Half Dome hike. "Oh, that's from my last crash," Fawn said, and her cheeks turned a little red. This was shaping up to be quite a week. Dad and Eric slid out next, followed by Flip and his cast. He came down head first. Fawn got mad about that. "Is your brain numb or what?"
"I guess," Flip said. "My ankle hurts worse than my head. I didn't want to bump it."
"Where's Tyler?" Dad asked. "I need to thank him. That landing was smoother than most I've experienced on fully functioning landing gear." We all watched as Tyler flew down the slide. He started with a handstand at the top, which turned into a front somersault, and then he popped off at the bottom and landed on his feet. He brushed the dust off his pilot's jacket and shook each of our hands.
"Good job, crew. I told you this was only going to be a scratch landing."
"That was amazing. How'd you do it? Weren't you scared?" I was feeling pretty energetic all of a sudden, kind of like I just ate 2 chocolate donuts.
"Concerned, but not scared," Tyler said. Then he turned to Flip. "We need to have a serious talk, though. I checked that plane out thoroughly this morning. Everything was fine. Equipment doesn't just break down like that."
"Are you saying someone messed with the landing gear?"
Flip walked closer to the plane and tried to poke his head under where the right wheel should have been.
"Don't know, but I can't wait to hoist this baby up and have one of our mechanics take a look."
Tyler rubbed his hand across the tip of the wing.
"For now, it looks like I need to get out the backup jet."
"You have 2 of these things?" I said. "Wow. You people are rich." A big black SUV pulled up on the runway, and a really tall cowboy got out. The hat, boots, and shiny belt buckle gave that away.
"Howdy, Big Chuck."
Eric jogged over to the cowboy and slapped him on the back.
"Well, if it ain't the youngest Stevens kid."
The cowboy shook Eric's hand.
"Let's see, you gotta be at least 20 or so by now if I got my math right."
"That's exactly right. Wow, Chuck. It's been a long time.
Too long, if you ask me."
Flip and Fawn brought me and Dad over to meet the sandy-haired cowboy.
"This is our good friend Chuck Edwards," Flip said, "but we just call him Big Chuck, or sometimes Lucky Chuck."
Flip gave Chuck a big hug.
"Chuck taught me how to ride a horse."
Chuck knelt down and examined Flip's ankle cast.
"Looks like you fell off one, son."
"Close. About fell off the saddle of Half Dome."
I shivered, remembering that again.
"Hoo-wee, I'd say I should be calling you Lucky now."
Chuck walked over and opened all the doors to the SUV.
"I reckon y'all want to be getting home?"
Fawn jumped in the back seat. You